we've had in the recent 2 weeks, two herds in southern Iowa that have tested positive in their bulls for trick. One was in southwest Iowa. Two bulls came up positive. Another one that was more south central Iowa. Five of six bulls came up positive here this, 4 or 5 days ago. So after years of several other states, particularly western states, having issue with this, it seems that it's finally made its way to Iowa. So it's a new concern for Iowa veterinarians and cow calf producers to try to stop this devastating disease.
And this is the time of year when the bulls are being put out to pasture with the cows, so this is really a kind of a prime time to get this message out.
Yeah, this is really going to be critical. The trichomoniasis is a sexually transmitted disease, so the bulls will infect the cows during the breeding season, which is just, for most people, just either started recently or just starting. And so it's really critical that producers understand what's going on with this disease and what some of the classical symptoms are, so that they can try to get it under control.
And what are some of those symptoms then?
Well, the biggest thing we see is and what these two herds that tested positive saw is pregnancy rates last year were extremely low. One herd had what typically they will had a fairly normal pregnancy rate, was down less than 80% calving rate this year. The second herd that just came up positive only had about 30% of their cows get pregnant. So it's one of those situations where you basically lost a breeding season on these cattle, because the bulls breed the cow and then the cow will lose that embryo in 30 to 40 days. She'll then have to clear the infection back out and can recycle and get bred the second time around if the breeding season is long enough. If a producer has a pretty tight breeding season, then they'll just show up as open cows. If they have a long breeding season, you'll have a lot of late breeding cows.
Okay, so with breeding season upon us here, what should producers be doing right now then?
Well, a couple things. A is for any producer that had lower than expected fertility, pregnancy, or calving this last year, really need to be on top of their bulls this year. Before they send those out, they really need to test those bulls, because that may be the indication, like with these two herds, that something was amiss last year. So it's probably key that we need to get those herds tested. I think producers, depending on what their status is, if a producer has bought some open cows in the last few years, that's one way that this protozoan is introduced into the herd is somebody buys an open cow. She was open for a reason, went to the sale, but somebody thought she looked good and thought they'd give her a try. Well, now when they move into her herd, she infects the bull, and then the bull is going to carry it to all the rest of the cows. So anybody that's bought some open cows in the last few years probably ought to be a little heightened awareness of this. Or if you've bought non-virgin bulls, so it's, since it is sexually transmitted, virgin bulls should be clean. But the if you've leased bulls or bought an old bull, those are at risk of introducing the disease.
Now, we understand these are the first two cases that have been identified in Iowa, but we noted here on a news release from the Department of Agriculture more than 200 cases in Missouri. So are there other states that people need to be aware of? Or?
Well, essentially any state west of here has either, pockets of infection or in some cases statewide. So, I know I haven't looked at Nebraska recently, but it wasn't that long ago, within the last year or two, Western Nebraska had some trick problems. Western South Dakota has had some issues. Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Oregon, et cetera. So it's a pretty common problem west of the Midwest. From Missouri down into Texas, of course. So there's most of our cattle producing states west of here have an issue with trichomoniasis.
Any other advice here, Dr. Duell?
I want to make sure that producers are aware of this. We should be really on the ball here to make sure that we're testing herds that are at risk. Producers shouldn't buy open cows in the next few years, and be very careful on their new bulls. Either buy virgin bulls or have those bulls tested prior to the breeding season.